Hell Yes Life, episode 36. Welcome to the Hell Yes Life podcast, the show that helps you come alive so you can live a hell yes life. I'm your host, Norman Bell. Hey there, Hell Yes Lifers. Welcome to another Freeform Friday, another Freeform Friday episode of the Hell Yes Life podcast. I'll be honest here, it's actually Thursday. I have to record this a day in advance, but nevertheless, Freeform Friday, here we go. So I was kind of excited about doing the episode last week, the Going Rogue episode from my car with the Evernote app. This week I'm actually, you know, back in the quote unquote, back in the studio, i.e. my spare room where I do my podcast from, and, using my microphone and Audacity and all that. So should sound a little bit better than it did last week, but I just felt kind of encouraged by, I don't know what you guys thought of it, but I just felt encouraged by the idea of just, being able to pull over on the side of the road, record a few thoughts that were going through my head at the time, and within 24 hours posting that. And, you know, since then, people from, you know, like 12 different countries have listened to it. And so, yeah, feels good. I realized that one of the things for me, one thing that's come up for me this week is, you know, I want to be speaking as well. You know, public speaking is one of my big hell yeses, and I want to be doing that in all of its different forms. And so, last week, for example, I went back to my home group, my Toastmasters home group here in West Seattle, the West Seattle Early Birds. Tweet, 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 tweet. I just pretend like that's our little call, but no, nobody actually does that. But I did, you know, I did a speech about the five steps to a hell yes life, and people loved it. You know, it was really empowering for me to just be there with a, you know, as a small group of people, but nevertheless, they had their notebooks out and were taking notes. Okay, step one, find your hell yes. You know, people are writing that down. So, I want to be doing more of that, and just to report in about, you know, a hell yes action that I took about that this week. I put together a little one pager. I shouldn't say little. See, that's the things we do to kind of minimize the thing. Oh, my little dream, my little one pager. No, I put together a one pager about my speaking services, which I'm, you know, I've read and have been told, like, yeah, that's one of the little pieces of collateral you need if you're going to be marketing your speaking services. So I got that together. I think it looks pretty good. Good first iteration of that. I've got my speaking page on my website ready to go, which you can check out if you care to at hellyeslife.com/speaking. And now that, you know, and then I took the next step this morning. I sent an email to here in the Seattle area. They have a Toastmasters speaker bureau. So people, different Toastmasters groups can submit and say, hey, we're looking for guest speakers to come and speak to our group. Or for, I'm not sure if it goes beyond that to other types of events, but, you know, I'm just putting myself out there a little bit more, and I was happy to email the person in charge of that and say, hey, here's the topics I speak on, here's my one pager, here's a link to the speaking page on my website, right? So, may this be a little bit of inspiration for you if you're in the same boat. Maybe it's not speaking, but whatever that hell yes is for you, you know, taking those small incremental steps to move you towards getting out there on your hell yes. You know, it's been, I'm, you know, like I said, since that day back in high school when I had my hell yes election speech. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go back to episode 4. That's my hell yes story. You know, ever since then, public speaking has been a big hell yes for me. And yet here I am over 25 years later, finally getting up the gumption to get out there and do this as for a living. You know, there's plenty of people out there that are public speakers making thousands or millions of dollars as a public speaker. And for years, I just thought to myself, yeah, I want to do that. I have no idea how I would get there. And that's where I would stop. You know, maybe there's some of you out there that are listening that you have a dream like that, something that really makes you come alive, but you don't see how you would get there. You know, you just don't know, you know, there's that chasm between where you are now and where you want to be. And you just kind of leave it at that. You know, it's just like, well, oh, well, I don't know how to cross that chasm. So, back to work. If you're listening to this podcast, hopefully you've been getting some inspiration over the past weeks and months, and you're starting to get a little glimmer of, wait, maybe there's some incremental steps that I can take to cross that chasm, right? If you listen to the episode with Kathy O'Dowd, who is the first woman to climb Mount Everest from the north and south sides, even she said, you know how I climbed Mount Everest? One step at a time. So that's what I challenge you to think about today. Just a few other thoughts that were on my mind this week. One is, I will admit to you, I'm 45 years old, proud Gen Xer. And at 45, I'm wondering, I'm asking myself the question, is it too late for me to become a deadhead? I honestly had never listened to the Grateful Dead, never been interested in the Grateful Dead, but there's a documentary on Amazon right now about the Grateful Dead. It's like a 6-part documentary. And my wife and I have been watching this over the past couple of weeks, and it's really just inspired me. And I just really didn't understand them or know anything about them. And so I would really, whether you like their music or not, I would recommend this documentary as, you know, just a fun entry point into the world of the Grateful Dead and Jerry Garcia and Bob Weir and all those guys. And there's something I wanted to mention from that, which was in the first episode. It's really about what Jerry Garcia's idea was for the band, right? And, you know, of course, they're all tripped out on hallucinogenic drugs, and I wouldn't necessarily recommend that route to your bliss. But nevertheless, it was the late 60s. That's what everybody was doing. And these guys were at the forefront of that sort of acid-fueled way of looking at the world. But they went out, I think they were in California, and they went out to see these towers. They're called the Watts Towers. And they're these big, you know, kind of grandiose towers that this person had built a long time ago. Apparently the city had tried to take down the towers, but found that they were so sturdily built that they couldn't be taken down. And it's funny part in this documentary, because it sort of seems to be setting up that this is the thing as an artist, right? That you work diligently and hard to create this thing that will live beyond your years, right? You'll become immortal by creating this monument that maybe was a pain in the butt to create, but there it is for time immemorial. And it seems like the documentary is sort of setting up, for Jerry Garcia or the Grateful Dead to be saying, yeah, this is the thing, right? We want to create this thing that lasts for time immemorial. But then Jerry Garcia basically says, that way of looking at things, that's just not for me, man. You know, like, I just want to have fun. And he basically was saying, like, you know, nothing will be remembered ultimately, you know, as the generations pass. I think I've heard it say, like, you know, in two generations, like, very little will be remembered of anything that has happened during this time period, right? So why not just have fun? That was Jerry Garcia's whole MO for everything that they did as the Grateful Dead, was, hey, if this isn't fun, let's not do it. So I would just, put that out there as something to consider. Like, this isn't about creating a masterwork that will be remembered for hundreds of years, right? Of course, you know, we have, people like Van Gogh or, any of the great artists from the Renaissance, and we can go and look at their art and they are remembered. But is that what we want? Or do we want to come alive, right? Do we want to come alive in our lives now and not worry about, I've got buzzing and beeping and emails going off here, but you know what? It's Freeform Friday. I don't care. Let's see, I'm just going to close down my email here. And this is one of the things I'm proud of about these Freeform Friday episodes is I don't edit them. I just go. Like this is part of what I'm trying to talk about here is this sort of improvisational way of being in the world, right? We don't have to, be in this kind of rigid structure or create a rigid structure for our life. We can just kind of roll with it and in a free flowing way. And, whatever you think about the music of the Grateful Dead, I just really admired that, that sense of improvisation and coming alive and having fun in your life. So what can you do, this coming week or this weekend to have some fun? Those are just a couple of thoughts I'd like to leave you with, this Freeform Friday. You know, what action is it that you could take? Incremental action, one little step that you could take towards your Hell Yes life today, this week. And what could you do to have fun? You know, just like let go of the big picture, like I've got to change the world, I've got to create a masterpiece, and just come alive and have fun this weekend. So I guess we'll end there. And on the count of three, let's go ahead and say Hell Yes together. One, two, three.
Hell yes!
All right, everybody. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Hell Yes Life podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite RSS feed. If you like the show, please leave a rating and review. And if you want to stay connected, visit hellyeslife.com and sign up for the e-newsletter and private Facebook group. Again, I'm Norman Bell. Thanks for joining me. Now let's get out there and live a Hell Yes life.